It's that time of the week again. It's Robin's Radio Time, where we bring you the latest goings-on at Leighton Park and around the Welsh Premier League. I'm Johnny Drury, and you're listening to Robin's Radio. Welcome to this week's show. We've got action-packed show for you with a guest from all over. On today's show, we've got interviews with TNS Radio presenter Stuart Bloor, FAW Head of Competitions Andrew Howard, who will be talking about the two Welsh Cup semi-finals, and journalist Matthew Burgess, who will be taking us through this weekend's fixtures. Since we were last with you, the Robins suffered a tight 1-0 defeat to Connors Quay in the league, courtesy of a Callum Morris penalty a week last Saturday. But then we all turned our attention to Welsh Cup action. It was a standout tie. It was TNS against Newtown at the venue, a rerun of last year's final. But in the end, it was a single goal from Jamie Mullen after just 8 minutes who put Newtown out of the cup. It was a very tight affair with some late chances for Newtown, and I caught up with a very, very disappointed Chris Hughes after the game.
Yeah, no, we're disappointed because we've had chances right at the end, and look, the players were fantastic today. You know, as you said, we've come here and we've made them work for it. We frustrated them for long periods of the game. I think you saw that in their play; they were frustrated. We made a couple of changes to try and get some more bodies in their box, and I think we've had two excellent chances and we haven't taken them, and that's what's happened today. And whilst the players can maybe hold their heads up after losing 1-0, that shows how far we've come, that we're really, really, really frustrated today.
That was Chris Hughes, yeah, and you can hear by his voice it was a tough one for them to take in the end. The side come very close to a second consecutive Welsh Cup semi-final, and as you said, it shows how far they've come. You heard there from Chris Hughes as well that they met Robins and missed two late chances, one from Luke Bangford, it was a gilt-edged chance, and we caught up with him after the disappointing result.
Well, it comes here and it's got to step on my foot a little bit, and I'm not sure they've done a bit better, but today it wasn't for me, so hopefully next time.
You can forget about the cup now, obviously we're out. You've got Airbus next week, is it a chance now to concentrate on the league and get that first win in the second phase?
Yeah, definitely. It's been so close in the top half of winning the game.
Those are the words of Newtown midfielder Luke Bangford there, who's reflecting after the disappointing defeat. So the cup runs over, the dream is over for another year, and the Robins now are left solely to concentrate on their league form and looking ahead to the playoffs in May. Last week, the game, as it always is at the New Saints, is broadcast live on TNS Radio. I was on air for some of the game with the presenter, Stuart Bloor, also known around the Welsh Premier League as the Anglin Rev, and he took some time out of his busy fishing schedule today to talk to me about the game and preview that mouth-watering semi-final tie against Connors Quay.
Last weekend wasn't the most classic of cup ties throughout Rev, but in the end, Newtown had a few chances, and it nearly turned out to be.
Well, Johnny, right at the death, of course, TNS had the opportunities along the way, but right at the death, as you know, with Luke Bangford, I think, threw on goal just 4 Harrison's feet, and agonisingly, from a Newtown point of view, just the wrong side of the post.
It seemed that throughout the afternoon, the Saints didn't really have their shooting boots on, did they? They hit the bar a couple of times, and Dave Jones made some wonderful saves.
Yeah, Dave Jones was tremendous. I think it was the mark of a good keeper, as far as I'm concerned. A number of occasions, he was actually in the right place at the right time. And on a few of those occasions, I think sometimes he didn't know what was happening. The ball just came through out of nowhere. Of course, as we know, that's the mark of a good keeper. And he did pull up some tremendous saves. As you say, the woodwork was also rattled on a couple of occasions. But it's about putting the ball in the net. Unfortunately, TNS did that in the 8th minute, of course, and couldn't add to that, but that's how it worked out in the end.
And you've got to the semi-final now. I think it's TNS's 7th consecutive semi-final. You face Gaston Quay, who are going to be no pushovers. It could be a classic cup tie at Leighton Park in a few weeks' time.
Yeah, I think it will. I've been very, very impressed with Gaston Quay, especially since Andy Morrison went there. And although they are too far behind now, to catch up with the Dafferbet Welsh Premier League, their recent form has been absolutely tremendous. No doubt about it whatsoever. Even if it was just, could I say, the Gap Connors Quay of old, if you like, at the start of the season, they would certainly have been finals for that semi-final. But the way they're going at the moment, it's not a surprise that Scotty have chosen it as their live game. And of course, great that it's going to be back-to-back semi-finals at Leighton Park, and I would expect a lot of people absolutely sure about.
We'll just move away from that. That's in a few weeks' time. Before then, we've got a few league games, starting with tomorrow evening. It's the Saints who host MBI Llandudno. They've got a good record against TNS in the two games this season. It's going to be another tough one down at the venue, isn't it, Rev?
It certainly is. I've been very impressed with Llandudno this season. When they came to Park Hall earlier, and they got a point, which was a tremendous result for them. And then although TNS narrowly beat them, they 4-3, up on the North Wales coast in the return game, they put a tremendous performance. And the moment, Johnny, they're challenging for an automatic place. I would say again that maybe winning the title is perhaps a step too far for them at the moment. TNS do have a game in hand over them. So even if they were to reduce the deficit to 6 points, TNS still have that game in hand. Of course, we're on the final furlong now. Not many games left to play. But they're certainly up there with Ballantown. And it will be a very interesting battle, I think, out of the three teams, TNS, Bala and Llandudno, to see how it all pans out in the end. But again, another thrilling encounter for the supporters on Friday. And I know that the Llandudno supporters bus has been fully booked. So they'll be there, they'll be local, they'll be supporting their team. So another classic on the cards, I think.
More wise words there from the angling Rev Stuart Gore, a regular on the show now, and we always appreciate his view. And heaping praise there on Dave Jones, who did produce another absolutely superb goalkeeper performance in Saturday's game. And after that, the draw was made after the game for the Welsh Cup semi-final. It's going to be Port Talbot against Airbus at 1 p.m. And then at 5:15 on Scorio, it's going to be TNS against Gap Connachty. Both played on the same day at Latham Park. And it should be, really, a superb day of football. It's a great idea by the FAW, and we caught up with the FAW's head of competitions, Andrew Harris, who talked us through the decisions around the bumper day of football.
Yeah, we got along and hard following the upcoming quarterfinals over the weekend. About where to play the matches, it's always a time where clubs are speculating, fans are speculating where they're going to be because of the neutral venues. But we had a departmental meeting and talked about it, and we had all the options really on Monday, really every option that we could think of realistically, and we just felt that the concept of playing a doubleheader at Newtown was the right decision for all of our stakeholders. Really, we thought about the facilities there and what the day can bring for everybody involved, and I think it's a really exciting prospect and exciting event. I really hope that the Welsh footballing public come out and support it and just enjoy a feast of FAW Welsh Cup football on Saturday the 2nd of April.
And I think you've announced the price at £8 for both games. That seems like great value for supporters, and it might drag in not just supporters of the clubs involved, but supporters from all over.
That's the whole idea. You know, it's one of the big stories on the news today is about £30 £30 away tickets in the Premier League. Even that's caused a lot of people saying that's far too much for football. And so, you know, to pay just £8 and watch two outstanding matches with four tremendous teams who are playing great football on a great surface in a great facility where you can just enjoy the whole day's entertainment. If it's raining, there's plenty of facilities in Newtown for you to gather down to also and have a drink in the bar or some food in the cafe and just enjoy a great day out with the family. I think it does represent really excellent value for money, and we do want to try and get a loyal following of supporters from all four clubs involved, but more than that, we want to engage the general footballing public in Wales and even further afield to the groundhoppers that might want to come out and watch the game that day, the two games that day.
And Latham Park, it seems to be a choice venue for these big, semi-final and cup finals. Now, was that sort of showcased in the way that the club sort of represented themselves in their Europa League ties earlier in the season?
I think it reflects well on the club, certainly. It's not, we use Latham Park a lot as a national association before the 3T pitch went out. The very fact it's in the very heart of Mid Wales and an equidistant pretty much between all of our south clubs
Talbot in the first one. They will be facing Airbus, and in the second one, it's Connors Key against TNS. Obviously, TNS are the standout favourites, but with the standard ever increasing, it should be a feast of football on that day, Andrew.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to both games. Port Talbot probably just by that time we've edged themselves away from a relegation battle, you would have thought. They are really, once they get away from relegation and clear, they really are replaying for the World Cup for the rest of the season, and they're two games away from qualifying for Europe with the real prestige that that brings and the money income for the club that that brings as well. So, so much to play for the Port Talbot. They really got to the Welsh Cup once before, and that was only a few years ago, but they've never won it, so a huge incentive for Port Talbot Town Football Club. They'll be playing Airbus, who have never got to a Welsh Cup final, knowing how disappointed Andy and his team were last year when they lost to TNS in the semi-final. They'll be so desperate to go one step better this year. You know, they've been regular qualifiers for Europa League since they first qualified, and the Welsh Cup might present three other avenues for them this season, which they're still capable of with the playoffs and the automatic second place being the other two. So a fantastic game in store at 1 o'clock in the first game. And then looking forward to the second match then, you've got TNS, who are obviously the holders. They've only lost one game all season, and that was the Gap Connors Key. So, you know, if anyone can beat them, then Andy Morris has rejuvenated them, as probably can do it. You know, they got the draw at TNS very recently, nil-nil draw at the end of January at Park Hall. So, you know, Andy Morrison's side are a very good side at the moment, and who knows, they could that World Cup and he will be a fantastic era football and a fantastic showcase event for our JD Welsh Cup.
That was Andrew Howard there, just looking forward to that bumper doubleheader of football. It's going to be a feast of football. It's going to be a great day. So get yourself down to Latham Park if you support either any four of the teams, or even if you don't, if you're a Newtown fan or a Welsh Premier League fan, get yourself down to Latham Park and enjoy a bumper day of Welsh Cup football on the 2nd of April. If you need any more details, I'm sure they're going to be released in the next few weeks. Get yourself along to the FAW website for more information. Right, let's shy away from cup action. We don't want to talk about that anymore because Newtown are out. So we'll leave that alone. And we'll get back to the bread and butter of the league, which returns this weekend with crucial top six clashes and relegation six-pointers at the bottom. There's three games tomorrow night, there's three games on Saturday, and we caught up with Welsh Premier League journalist Matthew Burgess, and he gave his spin on how he sees things going this weekend.
Back to league action this weekend. Three games on Friday night, three games on Saturday, and we're with Matt Burgess here just to preview a few of them games. The first one on Friday evening, it's Bangering and Aberystwyth, 7th against 8th in that race for that final place in the bottom six, possibly to try and get a place in the European playoffs. Which way do you see that one going, Matt? It's quite tight between Aber and Bangor at the moment.
Yeah, it's quite tight there, John. I mean, if you look at the most intermittent players for the game, I know Riley Smith is
Balor and
TNS. Valor will look to possibly close out on Friday night. They host Jack Connachie, who themselves are in a little bit of a rich vein of form at the moment, Matt.
Yeah, I think
they host Real Carmarthen, a 14 point clear of Real, who occupy that second place in the relegation zone. It's got to be a must win for Real, and they've all got to be must win for Niall McGuinness now, haven't they, Matt?
Yeah, it's a big game for Real.
It looks like it may be a little bit too late for them, but they face Port Talbot, who themselves are only 7 points clear of Real, and have the rest about that extra week to prepare for this, with Port Talbot in the Welsh Cup last week. It could be a tight affair down there, Matt.
It could be a tight affair, and Carmarthen, you know, personally, what they have done is they play games regularly in the Welsh Cup, often in the semi final now.
That was Matt Burgess there talking ahead of the games this weekend. The last one mentioned involves the Robins. They host Airbus 5th against 6th. Newtown can leapfrog Airbus into 5th if they do get a win. And the previous meet between the two sides was comprehensively in the favour of Newtown. A 4-1 win up at the airfield. It was a super win. And just to remind all football fans, not just Newtown and Airbus, Saturday's games are 2 p.m. kickoffs. 2 p.m. kickoffs. Don't turn up. It'll be half an hour late for the game, which is just to remind all fans, you know, apparently it's due to something called rugby. I'm not too sure what the real reason is it for. But 2 o'clock kickoffs in all the games, and with Newtown hosting Airbus. And that is all we've got time for again on Robins Radio. Thanks to all our guests, to the Angling Red, Stuart Bloor, to Andrew Howard, and to Matthew Burgess from the clips from Chris Hughes and Luke Bangford. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time with more interviews, reviews, and previews of Newtown and the Welsh Premier League. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's show. I'm Johnny Geary, and you've been listening to Robins Radio.